I don't know if I can take two of them, but I'm but anyway, thank you, brothers. Great messages. I've certainly received a lot of good things from coming here tonight, and thank you, Pastor, for the last couple of weeks speaking about love and teaching at least me just to better myself and my walk with Christ. I jumble everything up and it's been a whole thing, and that's why maybe in life I was always directed to things that just stand in your way and you have to move them. I mean, because that's easy enough. So I just accepted it. So, you go to the offensive line, you know, basically nobody knows your name, but you just move things all the time and they tell you which way to move them. And it's very simple. And then in the military, I wanted to be Marine Corps administration, but for some reason they thought maybe I would be better as a machine gunner because I can move things out of the way. Then on to the police department and everything else like that, and just a SWAT team and moving things always. And then I got saved. And when I got saved through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross, all of a sudden, I was able to do a little bit more than just, than just move things. The Lord, through the military, he gave me a little bit more education. He gave me another career field that I was able to use when I moved here. and things like that. Even the Word of God, I can just expand it so much that then it's like what is described in the circles as, I can tornado things. I tend to overcomplicate the Word of God. I tend to, I look at things as whether they're blessings and they're not blessings. And is this a blessing? And the other thing is a blessing. And then, the obvious sins are obvious sins. But then kind of start to question whether is this true sin or is this like, a little sin or can it be, not so much sin or just overly complicated things. The great blessing that I've received and towards the end of this year, it's become more and more evident. Is because at one time, I really wanted to get a life verse. I really wanted to have a life verse. I just, really wanted it. So I studied the Word, and every verse that, you hear that, pastors and preachers and stuff, they sign something and they put a verse. So I would look at that verse, and I said, maybe I can copy of them, sort of like when I was in school or whatever. But, I would look at that verse, and then it became just overcomplicated. I would just add things to it, and I would just go on all different directions, and that didn't work for me. The one verse that has always worked for me, and towards the end of this year, it's really, really has this word has really expanded in my heart and in my being. Is in 1 John 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. I can look through many, many, many times throughout my life where blessings were received in hardship, and I wasn't even aware of it. I can see in many, many times in my life where blessings were received in seeing, people get sick around me and not understand why, and just what was going on, it was a blessing for me, but I just didn't see it at that time. And everything has always been that way. I fully understand things, but then I kind of question it so far that I start not understanding them. But one thing is for sure, looking throughout all these things, even when I was unsaved, even when I was, even when I was growing up, even in the situation where I was growing up, even all through, all through those years where you really don't know what's happening. You pretty much wake up every day and you just, do things, but you're not really sure, what's happening. I know one thing, that he loved me.
Yes.
And that love had always transcends into that feeling where you're out and let's say you're deployed somewhere or you're out away from your country, that feeling that when you're coming back on a plane and you get into American airspace and and the tower welcomes you home. And that's the same feeling that I get from 1 John 4, verse 19. When things are just start spinning and the hardship comes and the answers are not known and I can't rely on my comfortable things of moving things out of the way, when I can't move things out of the way, I feel that welcoming voice from God that has loved me. And that he has loved me way before I ever loved him. That comforting word, those comforting words are always in my heart. And I'll tell you, in closing here, I certainly appreciate the church and the church family, and because these last 3 months have been really tough. But one thing for sure, throughout it all, I always hear, I don't hear him now. Don't leave here thinking, this guy hears voices. That's what we need, right? A Marine that hears voices, not good. I do hear the voice. I feel that presence of his love for me. And then I've always feel that presence of his love for me way before I can even tell when I started loving him, like truly love him through the scripture, through that reverence, through that obedience, through that love for God, because he is God and for no other reason. And for that, I'm always grateful. Thank you, and thanks for allowing me to say a couple words here with you, and thank you very much for all the messages I've received. Thank you.